two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
All right, here we go. We are looking at the Blue Origin right now. What is it called, Dave? What's the official name of this this capsule?
I knew it as Blue Origin.
Just landed in the middle of a live audio feed right now. It's got William Shatner, Captain Kirk, on board. And we just saw the thumbs up, right? We saw that everybody on board's okay, right?
Yes. You know, they're arriving on scene. You see trucks and SUVs all over the place. It looks like they're trying to open the hatch. They're tugging on a rope right now, but it seems like everyone's doing all right.
All right, let's take that feed live. Let's listen to them. Can we hear it? We got that, Ty? We're getting it. We're getting it live. Here we go.
Late July, and it's his hope that this can become
where we have just completed our second human flight of the New Shepard vehicle, our crew on board, the great William Shatner, now who has become the oldest person to have ever flown to space at the ripe age of 90 years old, our very own Audrey Powers, as well as our two customers, Glenn DeVries and Chris Bosshausen. Our recovery crew is out there and is about to open the hatch. There is our founder, Jeff Bezos, giving the big thumbs up.
It was, by all accounts, a very successful flight. I watched it from launch to landing, about 11 minutes in space. William Shatner on board. Of course, Star Trek fame back in, what was that, the 60s and 70s. He becomes officially the oldest man or oldest person ever in space at 90 years old. Let's listen. Did they open the hatch, Dave? I can't tell from here.
Yeah, I believe so.
There's a crowd of people around. Looks like some reporters, photographers as well, as they wait for the first, what are they called, astronauts? Do we call them astronauts anymore? It seems like anybody can be an astronaut. Now, these were...
Who would have thought that day would have been?
Yeah, there are, let's see, I'm going to count the number of people on board. It looks like there's one, two, three, four total, including actor William Shatner. We got the thumbs up. We could see them through the windows right shortly after the capsule touched down in the middle of a Texas desert. And what you see is just a lot of dust around. Yeah. Here we go. They're getting off the capsule in moments.
It's been kind of a strange scene because everyone's kind of surrounded. It's not like a door latch, right? It doesn't easily open. They're obviously trying to set things up. They're putting a little ramp so that the, I don't know, astronauts can step out of the capsule. But we're watching a live feed from a helicopter. They've got live video cameras.
Is that Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, he's opening up the hatch right now.
This is Jeff Bezos. It's called New Shepard. That is the official name.
Again, thank you, everybody,
spaceship,
for joining us live from West Texas at our launch site 1. Our second human space flight crew has gone to space and back up over the Kármán line, just over 351,000 feet. We're awaiting Jeff Bezos, who is now opening the hatch.
Obviously, that appears to be a live feed we're getting from the Blue Origin team, not an ABC News team, as I originally thought. And here we go. The first astronaut gave the high five.
Gets a big hug from the billionaire.
That appears to be Audrey Powers, Blue Origin's vice president of mission and flight operations. Is that William Shatner? Is that Captain Kirk right there?
That's Captain Kirk.
You know better than I, Dave.
Yeah.
Gave a hug to Bezos. Two other male astronauts now walking down the steps and hugging Bezos. And by all accounts, everybody looks fine.
Well,
there's Audrey Powers. A big hug from her sister. Captain Kirk himself, the great William Shatner.
Of course, William Shatner,
our customer Chris Boss,
Captain Kirk,
full Australian citizen to go
in
to
the late 60s.
And Glenn DeVries.
What did he coin the phrase, to boldly go where no man has gone before?
This is pretty wild. I think we're almost numb to how incredible this is, right? We just sent four people, just regular people, up into space.
Sort of. And I think that's my problem with this, is it's sort of into space. I mean,
351,000 feet in the air,
okay.
You're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're spraying champagne all over the place, and Debbie's like, only 351,000 feet?
I will tell you, I will give you this. I never saw this happening in my lifetime.
No. No, this is a shock. You remember when we were in elementary school, we would gather around, and every launch was shut down everything, and everyone would gather around the television. We would watch this, and now we've kind of reinvigorated the space program. We're excited about it.
Well, it is out of reach for a lot of folks. It is not cheap.
Well, it's the second ever space flight.
Yeah,
tickets. For these guys.
Yeah, but tickets for Blue Origin based on an auction. If you fly Virgin Galactic, is that what it is? Virgin Galactic version of this. Tickets are going for $250,000.
Yeah, the Richard Branson one.
So it is. At least there, you're right, Dave. Could the average person do this? Probably not, because you can't afford it right now. But it's not for astronauts only anymore. What I mean by that is trained astronauts. They are putting people in space with literally very little training.
Well, there's a few things that I thought were interesting. This flight, this rocket, right? It went from the ground. It wasn't like it was released. The Virgin Atlantic was like released and shot up into the air. This was straight up a rocket from the ground. It drops in a capsule, but there's a few things that really stand out. It was traveling at 620 miles per hour. That is 5.5 Gs, right? So I don't know if you know much about Gs and how it works, but 1 G is basically your body weight. 2 Gs is double your body weight. So however big you are, that's the pressure you feel. So if you're talking about 5 Gs and you weigh 200 pounds, that's 1,000 pounds of pressure that you feel on your body.
I want to dip into this. I think William Shatner, Dave, is saying a few words here.
This experience has been something unbelievable. You see, yeah, you know, weightless, my stomach went up, and I thought, ah, this is so weird. But not as weird as the covering of blue. This is what I never expected. Oh, it's one thing to say, oh, the sky and the thing and the fragile thing. It's all true. But what isn't true, what is unknown until you do it, is there's this pillow. There's this soft blue. Look at the beauty of that color. And it's so thin. And you're through it in an instant. It's what a... How thick is it? We know.
The atmosphere.
Is it a mile? Two
no,
miles?
I mean, it's, I mean, it depends on how you measure because it thins out, but maybe 50 miles.
But you're going 2,000 miles an hour. So you're through 50 miles at whatever the mathematics
fast.
Are.
Fast. Yeah.
Really, you know,
fast.
It's like a beat and a beat, and suddenly you're through the blue.
And then it's black.
And you're into black. and you're into, you know, it's rods, mysterious, and galaxies and things, but what you see is black. And what you see down there is light, and that's the difference. And not to have this, you have done something. I mean, whatever those other guys are doing, what isn't, they don't, I don't know about that. What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb, and it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death and the almighty.
It's so beautiful.
Beautiful, yes, beautiful in its way, but...
No, I mean your words.
Oh, my words.
It's just amazing.
I don't know. I can't even begin to express what I would love to do is to communicate as much as possible.
Actor William Shatner with words that are so descriptive, words that I have not heard until he, speaking directly to Jeff Bezos, described his experience, and he was speaking from the heart.
Do you remember a couple minutes ago when you're like, it's not that big of a deal? You cannot listen to William Shatner's words and not be moved by this experience. It was incredible. And he said it. I hope this feeling never goes away.
Well, Captain Kirk and three others returned safely after an 11-minute flight on Blue Origin this morning into space. Jeff Bezos there, of course, CEO of Amazon, standing there waiting to get all these folks out of the capsule. Everybody looks safe. Everybody appears to be healthy. We'll continue to follow this developing story from the Texas desert right here on KSL News Radio. Straight ahead, I know you feel the pinch in the grocery store. I do. Maybe you feel it at the gas pump. Maybe you feel it, when you're trying to book a rental car. Inflation is up. We've been talking about it for months. We're going to actually detail exactly where you're feeling it the most. Straight ahead.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.